And now joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, after the win here by Newton over Pella Christian's Pella Christian coach, Mindy Kakmarinski. And many things didn't go your way tonight, but first time I've had a chance to talk to you. Just kind of talk a little bit about your squad. It looks like it's a pretty young team.
Yes. Yeah, we are a young team. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go tonight. One of our team goals was that we would score first.
We accomplished that.
We did accomplish that. You know, when I think about last year, you know, you maybe didn't know us last year, but we were like building this foundation, and we only had one pitcher last year. So even though it was nice to be able to bring different pitchers in.
Yeah.
Newton's a great hitting ball club. They hit our pitchers really well, but at least we had options. I was also super proud of our girls that they didn't give up.
Yeah, they came back for some runs there.
Yeah, they came, and we hit the ball hard at times. And so we are a good hitting ball club. We are better defensively than we probably played tonight. But, again, I'm proud of the girls. They didn't give up. You know, it's hard when you're out there for their whole lineup, right? They batted through their lineup twice. And our girls didn't give up, and they just kept battling. And we are going to keep getting better.
As far as the leadership of the team, a couple players you know well.
Yeah.
Your daughters, you rely on them heavily here, you think?
Yeah, well, and this is the thing. We have leaders all over our lineup, which is kind of nice. So, you know, one of our goals this year is really about relationships and being connected and being there for each other because, you know, high school sports is just a small part of your life.
True.
And we say that there are lessons in sports, but do we really mean it? I think, and we're trying to really mean that. And one of that is being connected with each other. So great leaders, you know, there's different kinds of leaders. You know, my daughter Faith is a quiet, work hard leader. Addison Banstra, who's our second baseman, is a chatty, encouraging leader. Bryn Rosebohm at first, our junior, she is a really great knowledge of the game. So she's the leader saying, this is what we do with the ball. You know, then we have, again, all, I feel like, you know, each one of them, God has given them a specific gift for this team. And so it's beautiful to see how that they work together in that.
And that's good because you have players under them coming up that react to things differently. Some are, you know, react to the, you know, more rah-rah stuff, and others, you know, can take more from just following somebody by example.
Yeah. And so that's important. You know, we need to know who we are in that and how we were made. But, yeah, I'm proud of the girls. Just how they represent Pella Christian well and how they've worked so hard in practice. I mean, we are a completely different team in practice this year than we were last year. So it's going to come together.
Okay. Moving forward here, what things you really kind of want to work on?
That's a really great question. Yeah. I think we continue to want to compete at every at-bat, which I feel like we do a pretty good job at that. Like, you know, my Rachel, when she can get on, she's pretty hard to stop with her speed. Newton had a girl just like that, her leadoff. Yeah. She was super fun to watch. So we got to keep competing, and I think the worst thing that we can do right now, this is early in the season. You know, we have so many girls that did not play last year because of injury that are playing. We have to keep positive and keep working to get better. The worst thing we can do is, like, get down on ourselves because that won't help us. We've been getting better in practice, so our goals, you know, and our pitchers are going to throw better than that. You know, they're not strikeout pitchers, but they're ground out pitchers. And they can do that. Laurel's a great pitcher. She's going to come back. She's strong hearted. She's determined. She will throw better than that.
Yeah. And, I mean, the only way, I mean, you can practice all you want, but it's not like game experience.
Absolutely.
And that's what you got to get young teams. Just get them game experience.
Absolutely.
Go through growing pains and hope it comes. It clicks faster than it doesn't click.
So. Yes. Yeah. And while you're waiting to click, how you react to each other and how hard you are on yourself is very important.
So who you got coming up here?
That is
a good question.
I live by the day right
now. All right.
Okay. But thank you
I
don't know what we have. I'm also coaching middle school, so my morning's middle school.
Uh-huh.
And I am
I'm sure you'll find out when you need to know.
I will find out what I need to know. We don't play tomorrow. And honestly, you know, as you're getting back into it, your bodies are sore, as I'm sure his are. The kids are sore right now because they're just getting back into playing. Yeah, your pitchers are sore, arms are sore, so it'll be nice to have a day off tomorrow and the weekend off.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by and chatting with us today.
Yeah, thanks for covering.
Right, have a safe trip home.
Yes.
All right. That's joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, the Pella Christian girls softball coach, Mindy Kak-Marinsky.